Hi, let me say a couple of words about a patient by the name of Patricia, Patricia Etter, Etter, 12/10/44. Ms. Etter is an 80-year-old woman, was married 50 years. She says she's no longer married. She has one child who does not know where he or she is and does not see very much or has not seen for some time. Period. New paragraph, patient is taken care of by Ms. Nisi, N-I-E-C-Y, who tells me that patient suffered a massive stroke 3 years ago, has been paralyzed on the right side. Patient's originally from Harding, Texas. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. Never been a heavy smoker or drinker in the past. She used to be a telephone operator back in her town, Harding, Texas. Period. She's now totally and completely bowel and bladder incontinent, wears a diaper, bedbound, never gets out of bed, period. She has choking episodes, has lost a tremendous amount of weight since her stroke, but her weight seems to have stabilized, period. Patient received her flu and vaccinations last July when she was hospitalized with UTI. She's had many urinary tract infections in the past, period. New paragraph, surgical history includes gallbladder surgery, hysterectomy, period. New paragraph, medication includes Rembrandt, 30 milligram at nighttime, risperidone 1 milligram in the morning, 2 milligram at night, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, nifedipine 60 milligram XL once a day, and trazodone 50 milligram at nighttime, period. New paragraph, review of system consistent with ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinent, contractures of the lower extremity, total and completely bedbound, choking episodes, takes a lot longer for her to eat at this time. Patient has issues with anxiety, controlled with medication, a very flat affect, some issues with sundowner, but overall doing well, has required oxygen in the past, especially after eating, most likely related to choking, but that has slowed down because she's not eating as much, period. Has had recurrent urinary tract infection, which is very common and can be a cause of demise in patients with end-stage stroke with right-sided weakness. Blood pressure is 140 over 100. Pulse is 92. Respiration is 18. Heart, positive 1, positive 2. Lungs, bronchi, coarse breath sounds, shallow breath sounds. Abdomen is soft. Neck shows no lymphadenopathy. Skin shows decreased turgor. Oral mucosa is dry. Contractures about the knee, both extremities noted. Dense right-sided weakness noted. Otusat's 91%, by the way. Did I say that? Assessment, number one, for 80-year-old woman with end-stage stroke 3 years ago, not totally and completely bedbound, does not have a PEG tube, has had recurring urinary tract infection. Patient has lost weight, is taking a long time to eat, takes her a long time to eat because of her choking episodes, bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependent, wears a diaper. Hypertension appears to be controlled at this time, quite flat affect related to her stroke. Bruising of her hands because of hitting the side of the bed from time to time, and borderline O2 saturation. Patient has oxygen available to her, but most of the time, receives oxygen when Ms. Nisi, her caretaker, checks her O2 saturation, but most of the time, patient refuses. Period. Patient was married at one time, but she tells me she's no longer married. She has one. The records indicate she's no longer married, has one child who doesn't see very much at all. Given natural progression of the disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Patient's KVS is at 40%, and her MAC is, leave that blank, I'll find that out. That's it, thank you.